Good morning. This is Bible or Dre. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. This is podcast number 13, I believe. And the title of this podcast is Time Change. So the time goes forward by 1 hour and goes backwards by 1 hour every year. And as a result of that, there's many accidents because people just accidents on the road, I mean, because people cannot just adjust to the time change properly. So why do we have this? I don't even understand it myself. That's just my thought right now. It's currently 5 a.m. on my clock, but really, because of the time change, it's 4 a.m. So I'm not doing too well. I slept about 5 hours last night. And I should try to go back to sleep. So now I'm lying back in bed and hopefully I'll get some Z's. Hey, this is Bipolar J and it's currently 8:40 a.m. There's been a time change today, so the time went back 1 hour. And it feels like my life went back one day as well. Yesterday, I was talking about how I should just lie to people, and today I didn't lie, and as a result, people suffered. They suffered, I suffered, and that's the reason why I'm out for a walk right now, doing my little loop-de-loop, loop-de-loop, and yeah, just I need to learn to lie better, just. Learn to be a hypocrite. That's the lesson of the day for Bipolar J, is learn how to be a fucking hypocrite. God fucking damn it. I really don't want to be a hypocrite, but there's no other way. If you want to avoid suffering, you have to be a hypocrite. Or just tell little white lies. Hi, this is Bipolar J, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. This podcast episode is titled Family Dynamics. So this is just something I wrote up just now. It's quite philosophical. So if it doesn't make sense, just stick around and I'll try to explain it. So as it is written on my pages here, Family Dynamic is the title. The date is November the 4th, 2018. For context, I live in a four-member family home. So it starts, it is impossible to achieve win, 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 win in a party of four, i.e., it is impossible to achieve perfection. The architect must identify the root of the distress which caused the situation to spiral into lose, 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 and achieve win-win. So win-win times two, so party of two. Then the other two parties will fall in line and you will achieve something close to win-win-win-win. Caveat is it will never be 100%. Okay, that's first paragraph. Second paragraph. The architect must constantly balance and maintain 94%. This will be draining, so it's important to swap roles every day, every hour as needed. I see myself as the architect of happiness, so this is the end of my philosophy diatribe. So now it's just my stream of consciousness. I see myself as the architect of happiness in my own home. And I think a lot of people with mental illness think they can fix the other family members. And what we learn in the day program is that you're not trying to change the behavior of the other family members, but rather you're trying to care for yourself first. But that doesn't mean you can't adjust your home environment to suit your needs. And personally, what I need is for my family members to be happy. Because everybody wants happiness, right? And how can they be happy? Well, they can be happy when my condition gets better and when I get back to normal. I hope that makes sense. Maybe it doesn't, but it does in my mind. Anyways, if it doesn't make sense, just listen back to the podcast again. Listen, really listen to the diatribe I just explained. And it helps if you read a book which is called Win-Win. Because in negotiation between two parties, you can have win-lose. So one party wins and one party loses. You can have lose-lose, both party loses. And then you can have lose-win. So the other way around, one party lose, one party wins. But the best situation to hope for is one party wins and then the other party also wins. So it's like in negotiation, everybody wins, gets something out of the deal. And in a party of four, I've been trying to do that. And it's been very draining and taxing on me. So at this point, I'm just like giving up. But then I just thought of this idea where if you identify the root of the problem, so you as an architect identify who it is that is giving the most distress and dragging everybody down to their level, and just make them win, and then you win in the process, then everybody else will follow. It's kind of contagious, like laughter is contagious. And so that's kind of like the idea, a little bit more fleshed out. I'm really excited I had this breakthrough. It's kind of like taking me a while, but I am not the architect of happiness for everybody in my house. However, I am the architect of my own happiness.